Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
This morning, Reverend Al is on the phone. Where are you, Rev?
I'm in New York at meetings and then headed to Fort Lauderdale for the National Urban League Convention.
I'll see you there
Brother
on Friday.
Mark Morial. I'll be there speaking tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So we are both going to Mark Morial's big convention. But I wanted to talk this morning quickly about lessons that we ought to take from tragedies. All of us are heartbroken at the passing of Bobby Christina. But it also should come to mind that even though we do not know, and I'll emphasize we do not know the exact cause of death, clearly there have been battles and drama and back and forward about whether or not there had been throughout the family history some combating with demons and alcohol and drugs and all. And I think rather than feed into gossip and feed into disparaging stories, we all ought to examine the fact that all of us have friends and family members that have had issues to deal with. And sometimes we deal with the symptoms rather than the core. What makes people reach for alcohol? What makes people reach for drugs or whatever it is? Do we ever really solve the problem? Do we ever really talk to our children? Do we talk to our sister or brother and really try to heal the problem? I think as much as we deal with social issues, and certainly I major most of my time on social issues and social justice, we need to take time to really care for the ones around us and dig deep into what is it that causes the symptoms that we feel are contrary to their interests, rather than just try to put out the flame when it appears on the top of the oven. And I think if we do that, then we're doing a great service to people that need to be healed.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reb. We'll see you. And Jay's going to be with us, too, at the National Urban League in Fort Lauderdale.
He never came to Nash Action Network, but we have standards.
Wow.
You saying Mark doesn't have any standards?
No, I'm just saying Mark is more inclusive. I haven't got any.
That's why we love you, Reverend Al.